Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
All right, coming up right here, it is time for Gridiron Gravy. So, Kevin, I want you to take the best NFL stories in the entire world of the NFL, and I want us to dip into a sock drawer full of Gridiron Gravy.
And we start with, I kind of want to get y'all's perception on what J.J. Watt means by this. So the Texans just gave Laremy Tunsil all of the monies, and J.J. Watt still has two non-guaranteed years left on his contract. He can make $15.5 million and $17.5 million. Compare that to DeMarcus Lawrence, who makes $21 million. So J.J. Watt was asked about a contract extension. He said, no, I don't think that's necessary. I think that I fully understand and respect the situation that I'm in and what has happened the past few years. So I'm not going to sit here and demand anything. I think if we went back and asked for an extension or more money right now, I think that would be the wrong move. So when I initially read that, I was like, because he doesn't want to be there anymore. But like upon reading further, it seems like he's like, look, I've still had my injury problems and stuff, and it feels wrong to ask for a contract extension. Would that be your perception?
The Players Association has to be pissed at him right now because aren't you supposed to, no matter what, in all instances, ask for money? Like, that's just what you're supposed to do.
When did he give this quote?
What's that?
When did he give this quote?
Just the other day.
Yeah. I feel like there's a few factors factoring in. One is, I mean, you look
pandemic
over at baseball.
Stuff?
Yeah. Like, you look over at baseball and the way that people are reacting to it. I know you guys saw the Max Scherzer tweet that he put out with, like, his statement. And there's not a lot of people. I mean, there's people that, you know, took kindly to it because they're empathetic to the players' side of things. But there's a lot of people that are looking at it like, oh, y'all greedy. And J.J. Watt's like, why would I do that? I'm the golden boy of the NFL. Why would I ruin my brand that way? And then also, yeah, like, people don't want to hear that right now, so why would I say that right now? Plus, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to play for that anymore.
It is a very smart political move. I also wonder how many years he has left physically in the NFL.
That's a good question.
I mean, is it easier just to walk away after your contract's done and be like, okay, I did everything I needed to do, and we're good there, and I don't have to pay any money back, and they don't have to pay me anything. We're cut and clean. And if I walk away in that manner, will my brand be able to carry over after I'm done to some other things that I can do for the NFL? Like, he could still be a face.
Or outside of the NFL. Like, he's one of those dudes who absolutely has, like, he has the face, he has the persona, and he has the likability. What do they call that? The Q score?
Yes. Q factor.
Yeah, exactly. To make this work on a pretty grand scale outside of sports. Like, view something like a Michael Strahan. J.J. Watt could easily do that. So, no need to go ahead and tarnish the reputation. Especially because, like, it looks like they're giving out money down in Houston anyways. It'll get around.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, he was in New Girl. He was on The League. Like, he's been in stuff. So he's got other options out there.
So we talked about the confluence of outside elements with sports at the very beginning of the show. And that went super well. So I wanted to just throw this out there.
Are you bringing it up again?
I am. Because I have another different entity weighing in on it.
Okay.
Now it is the, can you guess?
CDC.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
It's so close, Corey.
Makes sense.
The Minnesota Vikings have weighed in on George Floyd. Quote, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of life that occurred Monday evening just blocks from our stadium," the team put out in their statement last night. Everyone in our community deserves the right to feel protected and safe. Our thoughts are with the George Floyd family and all individuals who have been affected by this tragedy. So you see what happened with the University of Minnesota, then the Minnesota Vikings putting out a statement. And that makes sense, like, in terms of they're the most local to what happened. But as we discussed at the beginning of the show, obviously this spawns way beyond that with LeBron, DeMarcus Lawrence, and probably a lot more athletes that I just haven't seen yet that have weighed in on what happened.
No, Kevin, absolutely. There's a lot of people that this matters to for various reasons.
Yes.
You're going to keep seeing this comparison and this question being brought up. Why didn't y'all have this kind of a feeling when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for the same cause? And that's going to keep presenting itself. And that's a question that the NFL has to ask themselves. Even the Vikings.
I think this is just my personal opinion. So many people are driven by the immediate result that they see right in front of them. You know,
Makes sense. Like
systemic oppression and stuff like that. That's like for some people hard to see, like right in front of you, unless it's like this specific thing. And I think you can look at
coronavirus was over in China. Right?
Yes.
And then when it hit here, it was like, oh, hold on.
This is a real thing.
Now this is real. And so that makes sense.
Not by no means by all. But for some, it's harder to identify until like you saw the George Floyd video. And then you can be like, okay, so this right here, this specific thing that I'm looking at is what you're talking about. And then it's probably easier for some people to grasp. And then I think the other argument will be made that some people and some sports organizations might think, well, that's not their job. Like, their job is not to make the world a fair and better place.
I've always said, you know, the NFL picks very easy things
sure.
to support. Military. Support the military. Breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, that's nobody's riding for cancer.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. There's nothing that's going to be controversial. Like, nobody's going to hate it. That being said, I don't know how you can't support a cause of not murdering people. So
yeah, but the tough part about that, right? Like, and I know that, Kevin, you were saying that some people see this George Floyd thing as, you know, cut and dry, and that, you know, has opened their eyes. Problem is, there's been a lot of George Floyds, right? Like, there's been a lot of these things over years and years and decades and centuries and centuries. But the problem is, like, with Colin Kaepernick, and I think, Corey, you stumbled onto something that's really important. You make the easy, you know, like, the easy things are easy to jump onto, right?
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick was indicting specifically, like, our nation, our government, the way that we go about things. And that's really uncomfortable for people. So then that makes it, like, this polarizing issue. And, you know, for people, whatever reason, what have you, right? Like, they might just not want to, address those things. Or for whatever reason, they don't want to see that. And then that makes it so that he becomes this taboo figure. So, I mean, and that's part of it. I'm not going to say that I understand it completely, because, woo boy, we talked about it for years and we ain't gotten to the bottom of it.
Right.
You don't think we're going to solve all these problems in this gridiron segment right here?
I don't know. I put the probability at maybe like a C+.
I'm going to ask this question real quick. I just saw it on Twitter from Jordan Lewis. And I do want to ask the question, because my answer is no. This lends itself to Kevin, that more athletes are getting involved in being more vocal about it right now. And as they were earlier, you know, the Cowboys, there was a moment of, hey, did Jerry really go in there and tell everybody to shut it down and all that? So here's Jordan Lewis's question. Would you like to be treated like a black person in America? Yes or no? Just answer the question.
No.
And no.
No. And, you know, I have a very specific example of, I was like, huh, that's a weird, and I didn't realize it at the time, is, this is years ago, and I know we're diverging here, but, you know, it is what it is I was with some friends, and we got pulled over, and did not know this at the time, but our friend that was driving, their license was out of date, because they didn't get it renewed because they had a couple of warrants against them. And we didn't know any of this at the time. And so We got pulled out of the car while they were discovering all of this, and they patted us down. And my initial thought in the moment was, this is a fascinating life experience, is I'm getting patted down, and I saw some interest in it. And it, to a certain extent, amused me because I knew I hadn't done anything wrong and I didn't have anything on me or anything like that. But I realized, like, that was all I felt in that moment. I wasn't concerned about anything. And then we found out that the person driving the car, they had the warrants and stuff, and they actually got arrested in that moment. And then it kind of like turned the situation of, oh, I did not realize that's what was about to happen. But I think back about that moment, and I did not have a care in the world while I was being patted down by the police officer and sat on the curb. And that was my takeaway. So if you're asking me if I would like to be treated like that, of course I would not, because, you know, that's immediately what I think about. And I'll have to catch up with the fan text later.
Want me to drop mouthwash on you real quick to lighten the mood, Kevin? Somebody asked that.
That's gonna make it worse.
Mouthwash.
That's exactly where the segment's going.
I'll just make a request, as I haven't even started yet. If you disagree with anything that gets said or any of the fan texters, let's have a conversation. Don't call them an idiot or a whatever or a this or that. Like, try to start up a conversation. Maybe you learn something. Maybe you don't, but feels like the better thing to do. Guys, let's transition awkwardly from that to Baker Mayfield. You'll be glad to hear this, Corey. People are like, hey, how come you haven't been talking all this noise in the offseason? And he goes, well, it's probably time we stop talking about it and start being about it and do our thing instead of talking about it. Surely you have to be happy to hear that, right?
I'm sorry, I was checking out the fan text, Kevin.
I told you not to do that. I just said don't do that until
I was
the
trying
break.
To see how many people responded to my mouthwash comment, Kevin. What did you say again?
So self-absorbed.
Nope, we're moving on to the next thing. Antonio Brown was working out with Dwayne Haskins.
I know both of those guys.
Then that got the Twitter hearts a-fluttering that could Antonio Brown make his way to the Redskins? I would definitely want to see that.
I would love that.
Ron Rivera's going to put up with that bull? No.
I didn't say that. I just said I would love to see that. And then lastly, we go back to the Browns, which I know Corey is captivated by, is Jadeveon Clowney supposedly still has the biggest offer from the Browns, but he's like, yeah, we'll see. And then there's Reggie Wayne, who was asked to work out for the Lions, and he did not. But why? He said, you the Detroit Lions. And that was
that's
the
a reasonable
end
answer.
Of the conversation.
Very reasonable. Why would I tie myself to all that heartbreak and sadness?
That
I'm good on that.
Is 100% true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.